Welcome to a Juno Afternoon. Today's show is a collaboration between KTOO and the Black Awareness Association of Juno. We are so excited today to have three wonderful guests. They are Sherry Payne, Suse Green, and Joyce Vincent, formerly of the Supremes. Stop in the Name of Love, and you will love these ladies, the only trio performing today with two genuine members of the Motown Recorded Supremes. Sherry Payne performed with Diana Ross on the Return to Love tour, and now continues to perform all over the world, bringing back wonderful memories of the greatest female group ever. They have appeared with Tom Jones, The Four Tops, James Brown, The Temptations, and at Wembley Arena, the Royal Albert Hall, and QE2. From Where Did Our Love Go to You Can't Hurry Love and Stoned Love, and every hit in between, there is no other group authentically performing the Supremes hits like this trio. The history of Motown and the Supremes continues with Sherry Payne and Suse Green, formerly of the Supremes. And today, those ladies are also joined with us by Joyce Vincent. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So I'm just going to jump into some questions here and let our audience get to know you a little bit. Of course, everyone was so excited when they found out that we were going to have you on the show today. And I mean, from my nephew, who is 13, all the way up to my grandfather, who is 82, like, yeah. And everywhere in between. And they all started to sing their favorite Supreme songs. And so I'm wondering, what is it like to be part of a group that transcends time like that?
Mm.
Wow.
That's a good question, isn't it? The transcending time thing is pretty phenomenal. you don't think about it.
Sure,
it's not something that you really think about. But the music is so relevant and so fresh. It was so beautifully recorded, mm-hmm. so beautifully produced, and it makes people get up and it inspires them. And I think that's, you know, those same things about all of us. Mm-hmm. That's what makes people still yeah. love it, you know.
Right. Mm. It was they so do. Positive and had melodies you could hum or sing along to. You didn't forget the melody. You could hum a melody and instantly you knew the song or you knew the group.
Yeah.
By the voices you could identify. It's just timeless. Like you said, timeless music.
It sure is. Yes. What is one of your most memorable moments performing together?
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Thousands, right?
That's a hard one. I mean, there's so many memories. I mean, we played so many vast audiences and fabulous audiences all over the world, in Japan and Malaysia.
Oh, yes.
South Africa. All those are just embedded into my memory. And I don't think I can mm-hmm. pick one particular instance because they were all fabulous.
They were all fabulous.
It's true. It's all
fabulous.
I think, you know, when we went to England last, that was a very special time. We had just been to Dubai. That was pretty special too, being on the QE2. But for me, when we came back into England, that show, we were able to see people that we have seen at shows for more than 40 years that you've never met in person.
Right.
You know, people who have followed you, you've seen them online or mm-hmm. talked to them through the years. And it still really surprises you. It still just fills you up, you know. They're mm-hmm. out there and they know all the lyrics, you know.
You know, better than us.
Yeah, that's right. That's yeah. right. And they yeah. just—it's music. It's mm-hmm. music that changed people's lives. You know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that is right. beautiful.
Right.
It sounds like travel was one of your favorite things.
Oh, that Absolutely. Was one of the exciting things. You had to travel, especially coming from Detroit, and I had never been any further than, say, Canada or Puerto Rico to finally be on a plane going to, say, our Australia or
yes.
something like
oh, yeah.
Hong Kong. It's like, wow, I'm really doing this. Like, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's true. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's the hardest part to me about now is not traveling as much. Yeah. You know, I love to travel. And I mean, I travel, I've been almost everywhere. There are places I haven't been, of course, but because of our careers, for if you can imagine that, because you sing, you're able to go all around the world and meet people everywhere, and they love the same stuff you do. You realize how many commonalities we have as human beings. It's pretty fantastic.
You're right.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Speaking of the traveling and where you guys are from, how did you get into the music industry? And did you have a desire to do this work?
I did. My dad was a musician.
Okay.
And there was always music in my house. So I just knew from a little girl that that was something that I wanted to do.
Okay.
I think I did too. Yeah.
So, you know, it's been wonderful.
It's a passion, you know. It's something that is a part of you. When I was a little bitty girl, I would sing in the bed, you know. It comes from your spirit. Like my granddaughter, who's six, sings all the time. Mm. Yeah, and I know that it's in her heart. Mm-hmm. But my parents were both in show business. My mom was a terrific pianist and singer in her own right. My dad was a wonderful singer. I think I really got my singing talent from my dad. You know, he instilled that in us, that music was something that was almost sacred.
And your mother was such a fantastic musician as well as a singer. Oh, she was fabulous.
Sure.
Now for me, neither parent could sing. I guess I tell people, my sister and I prayed, we got it from God, from the Lord. Mama could not sing, Daddy could not sing either. And growing up, we didn't grow up singing in the church. Like most people think black people sang in the church. We never sang in the church.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But around the house, we played music and Frida always wanted to sing. She knew that's what she wanted to do. I, on the other hand, I didn't know. I mean, I loved, my favorite singers were Billie Holiday and Gloria Lynn. Those are my idols growing up. And I would go down the recreation room and turn on the 3-color pole lamp and put on either Billie Holiday or Gloria Lynn album. And for that moment, I became Gloria Lynn or Billie Holiday.
Oh,
then after, when Frida graduated from high school, she immediately went on the road with Pearl Bailey. I, 2 years later, I went to Michigan State because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I said, well, I want to be a doctor, a pediatrician. That sounded good to my mother.
Sure, of course.
I started off in pre-med, and then 2 years later, I ended up in medical technology, and that's what I graduated in, a Bachelor of Science in Medical Technology. When I came home, I didn't want to do a year internship in a hospital because I knew I didn't want to be a med tech, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I taught school for 3 years, and then from there, things started to change.
That's fantastic.
I should say they did.
Indeed.
Well, Sherry, I'm so glad that they did. And I think that's going to resonate with a lot of our listeners who feel obligated sometimes by what they think that they should do, or the expectations of, you know, family members or society to take a certain path, but their soul is really calling them to something much greater. And so, I'm glad that you shared that.
Had I known I was going into show business as a singer, I would have, instead of majoring in medical technology, I should have been majoring in music.
Music. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but you had that natural talent. You know, you did. You always had that same. I mean, I couldn't believe it when I met both of you. And Joyce was introduced to me by Sherry, you know. Mm. So it's kind of, it's just in your soul.
Yeah.
And it's a natural thing. If you think about it, people who take lessons and learn music, you know, either they have it or they don't. It's not something you can teach someone how to sing, but you can't make them great. you know? Mm-hmm. Only they can do that if they have the will mm-hmm. and the determination and the talent. It's
that's
theirs,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely.
So, true. Who of your group is the feistiest, would you say?
Okay.
Sherry.
So true. Sherry.
It's no doubt. There's no doubt. It's Sherry. Feisty, you know, I'm more energetic than I'd say feisty, you know. But Sherry, you know, we got the whole Sherry back. I'm thinking of it's not to fight or something like that, but I remember Sherry was telling me about when they went to South Africa and apartheid was still going on at that time. And Sherry was filming, you know, was filming all over. Because as you would, you when you go to these places, you want memories, particularly someplace where there's such political upheaval and turbulence among the culture.
Right.
And wasn't the films taken from you or taken when you were ready to leave the country? But you know, I was thinking, oh, I'd love to have seen.
Oh, Sherry had to say nice.
I got the like, videotapes back. I sure did. I'm down to the and I raised hell. And the next morning, there was that bag filled with my videotapes on my bed.
There you go.
And I've got those videotapes to this day on DVDs.
Wow.
Nice.
But that was in 1975.
Definitely Sherry, though.
1975.
Was it really?
Yes.
Wow. That was just before I came in, wasn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was like just before I came in the group. Mm-hmm. I would have loved to see in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we toured with Rufus Thomas. Mm. Oh, we had experience, and I got to see what's the island? I remember we went on a sightseeing tour on a day off, and I remember the promoter who was taking us out. He showed us this island way out in the ocean, and I can't think of the name. It was Rikers. I can't remember. He said there's a political prisoner out there by the name of Nelson Mandela.
Oh,
and I do. Wow. Mm. Yes.
That gives me chills.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So, Sherry, you were the first member of the three of you.
I joined in 1973.
Okay.
Yes, I joined in
1973. All right. Mm-hmm. In 1973. And then, Susei, you joined in 1975.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, Joyce, when did you join in?
2009.
Awesome.
But there's the history between the three of us.
Yes.
When Mary Wilson left the Supremes, amazing. We were looking for a third person. And we selected Joyce to be the next Supreme with us.
Yes.
And then something happened at the company. Some lovely ladies went to Barry Gordy and said that they wanted the Supremes to end if there wasn't an original member. And that's what happened, you know? So even though the name had been licensed to us and we were ready to go on with Joyce, which, you know, it's almost 40 years to the day Sherry asked and that me to join the group, this configuration, and there were the three of us again. So it was just destiny that we would get to perform
together.
I think
so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Meant to be.
Meant to be. So, Susei, you mentioned one of your grandchildren earlier, and I'm wondering, and this is to all of you ladies, are your children and grandchildren also your fans?
Yes,
they better
absolutely.
Be.
They better be. I love that.
Well, they don't have to be. You know, they're a different generation, so they're entitled to what they like, but they love us, you know. They love Aunt Sherry and Aunt Joyce.
Yeah.
And every time we're rehearsing, they're trying to get in the room so they can sing with us. And, you know, they adore the idea of the Supremes. Hazel asked if she could have, this is yesterday, she asked if she could have music on her little phone. Aww. And I said, well, what do you want? She says, I want to sing Stuff in the Name of Love and Baby Love. So I'm like, yeah. They love, and they are, they're big fans. They want to be Supremes one day. That's
wow. Yeah.
Isn't that sweet?
Wow. Well, I can remember my daughter who was 35.
Oh my God.
When she was in a grade school, I think the second grade, and they had a talent contest at her elementary school. And she, along with three other little girls, were the Supremes. I have that on tape.
Yeah.
The name of love. They were
cute. Yeah.
35 now, almost.
What 30. I like is when we're rehearsing, yeah. You know, we rehearse at Susie's house. And her girls are just throwing up their hands, you know, to stop in the name of love right along with us.
Yeah,
it's just
that's cute, right. You know? That's right. No, they love it. You know, like you say, that music just goes on and on and on.
Absolutely.
And it affects, we have a lot of new young fans,
yeah.
Which is wonderful because it gives new energy to our whole performance and to just the idea. You know, we're very active on social media. So we meet a lot of people from around the world of every age.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we don't see them, you know, we meet them online. I talk to a lot of people all the time. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I mean, it's a new world. And we think about how, you know, when we were growing up, Joyce was in Tony Orlando and Dawn, right? She was an original member of Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And we, all of us, the three of us, even though we didn't grow up together, we had that similar respect for music and for the culture of music.
Oh, yes.
And that's something that goes on and on and on. So we're very happy about
forever.
That.
Forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ladies are so fabulous. How have you remained so fabulous and working in this industry? I know that it takes a lot of energy, and I know there's a lot of movement and traveling and photo shoots and performances. Like, what are some of your routines that you do, or do you have any, I guess, like tips for staying so fit and fabulous?
I don't know about that. In the morning. I don't look so fabulous. It's like, dang.
but you do have this glamorous soul, Miss Payne. You know, you do.
Okay. Yes.
There's no denial. I mean, I think we're very proud to be out in front of people. And I personally love being glamorous. I love the fact that I'm a woman, that I have the opportunity to, you know, doll up if I feel like it, or be down to earth if I feel like it. But I love that. If I hadn't been in Supremes, I still would have been living a glamorous life because I love that.
And sometimes I wonder, what would I have been doing had I not been honored to become a member of the Supremes if Mary Wilson had not chosen me? I've often wondered that, what would my path have been?
Yes.
I won't know, because, you know, it is what it is.
Yes, it is. It is.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful.
Grateful. Sure. Isn't it funny? You know, I can say to the two of you ladies, when we step out on that stage, you know, we get all dressed up and we want to present ourselves in a particular way. Mm-hmm. And you kind of feel like,
Yeah. You do.
You
know? You do. You're right. Yeah, you say.
Yeah.
That's so true.
I love that.
I do too.
Well, Juno, if you're just tuning in today, we have three very special guests. This is Christina Michelle, your host, and I am interviewing Susie Green, Sherry Payne, and Miss Joyce Vincent, formerly of Motown's The Supremes. We are going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we're going to get into some questions about politics with these wonderful ladies. Yes, I'm looking forward to it. We'll be right back.